down by 13 points, and the S&P 500 gave up 6, and all of the major indexes seem to be in negative territory when it comes to futures, about 2.5 hours away from the opening bell. Authorities say a man charged with killing a Clinton, Missouri police officer during a traffic stop has been arrested. Sergeant Bill Lowe is with the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
Just extremely thankful to the citizens of Henry County and citizens of Clinton that continue to give us tips and information. Without that, we may still be looking for him.
Democrats are seeking federal payments to Trump business and trying to find out if they can find any connection between the White House and any illicit payments that may have gone to the president. The nation of Guam says it's especially concerned about escalating tensions between the U.S. and North Korea, considering a recent rhetoric ramping up between the White House and the North Korean regime. This is SRN News.
Your experts in business throughout North Texas. 620 AM, KEXB.
Well, good morning, folks. Howdy. Welcome to JP, Kathy, and the crew. And bittersweet to be playing Glenn Campbell this morning. One of my absolute favorite artists of all times. Amazingly talented individual, has passed at the age of 81. Yesterday, Glenn Campbell passed away. He had been battling Alzheimer's. And just what an incredible talent he was. Michael, are you too young to have been a Glenn Campbell fan?
I wouldn't call myself a fan, but I'm familiar with quite a few of them.
I'm impressed. I love it. And what would you say your favorite Glenn Campbell song is?
Probably Galveston.
Yeah, what a great song. Has some amazing lines in it. And, hey, of course, it's about one of the best cities
exactly,
in Texas.
Exactly.
So you got to dig that. Well, because, yeah, you've got family in Galveston, right?
That's true.
So that's what I thought. And my mom, she was born on the island. I've got, my great-grandmother, Peregrina, she, when she came over from Czechoslovakia, she came to Galveston. So one of my favorite all-time songs of him, of his, was Wichita Lineman. Just
right. And that's just not about a football team, right?
No, it is not. No, it is not. And a great song. And then it's funny, when I was on yesterday, I posted something about him passing away, just kind of a rest in peace message, and put a YouTube video of Wichita Lineman on there back from, when he was on the Smothers Brothers show back in the early 60s.
See, I remember Smothers Brothers, but it was like always reruns or something.
Okay. I am impressed. The more I get to know you, the more impressed I am with you, young man. Well, so I put out there, a message about him, rest in peace. And one of my friends, a buddy of mine, Chris Telshaw out of Houston, he said that back when he was in elementary school, he remembers doing a lip sync version of Rhinestone Cowboy, which probably is, arguably one of his most famous song that he's ever made. And he said he did a lip sync to that when he was in elementary school. So he said, rest in peace, Mr. Campbell. So he remembered that. But
we've got JP on the line.
We do have JP on the line. Well, good morning, JP. How are you this morning, sir?
Good morning.
How are you?
Man, my brain hurts.
I know you're out doing all kinds of training and furthering your education as a justice of the peace, correct?
Man, that is way correct. Lots of legal education being learned, and like I said, my brain feels swollen. Too much teaching.
too much knowledge at one time. I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, we were just talking about, and I know you're calling in because something you've been covering ever since you invited me to be part of this radio show is the North Korea issue. But real quick before we go to break, favorite Glenn Campbell song? Would yours be Rhinestone Cowboy, Galveston, Wichita Lineman? Which one would be yours?
Rhinestone Cowboy.
I just knew you were going to say that. Were you a fan of Glenn Campbell's as well?
Not a big fan. No, my family was. I was not a big fan of Glenn Campbell. He was fine. He was all right.
Yeah, I dug his scene. I remember Sundays after church, my dad and I had a whole song list out of this Hootenanny book that we used to sing. and we, you know, my dad would play the guitar or the banjo, and I'd play the piano, and we'd sing. And Glenn Campbell was at the top of that list, and just lots of great memories around a lot of his songs. I mean, this is a crazy, crazy talented man. I don't know if folks know, but he could play just about any instrument that was put in front of him. He was what they called an incredible session musician as well. Number one hit after number one hit.
Yeah, he's kind of a virtuoso.
Yeah, he really was.
What I would say. Yeah.
And
I've got those memories with my family, my parents playing his albums too. I remember spinning those records.
Oh, I love it.
For sure.
I love it. Well, and that's the thing. A lot of folks closer to my age, and especially your age, would remember their parents being big fans. I know my dad and my mom were both big fans as well. But he had, like, you know, sold over 45 million records. Just an incredible talent. He was even, and I don't know if everybody knows this, a buddy of mine, Steve Dunn, posted this on my Facebook feed yesterday. Not only did he perform and sing the opening song to the movie True Grit with John Wayne, one of the best movies ever, but Glenn Campbell also was one of the stars in that movie. So pretty cool. Yeah, Glenn, not everybody knows that, but Glenn Campbell was just a crazy, crazy talented individual, just amazingly talented. And he will be missed. He battled Alzheimer's, and boy, I sure hope that they get a cure for that, because we lose too many good people to that disease. But JP, when we come back, what are you going to be highlighting, sir? Something you've been covering forever and a day now.
Well, we're going to be highlighting the fact that a year ago, this guy was on the third page of the news, and I'm yelling and screaming, we need to be paying attention to him and take care of this now. And instead, we're now waiting until he's on the front page of the news.
Well,
same thing you said before.
It's so funny.
Guacamole in Guam.
Yeah, it's so funny. I remember this. It was a little over a year ago. I'd just been here for a couple of months on the show with you co-hosting, and you kept bringing it up. It was weekly, and sometimes twice a week you would bring it up, and it would make you crazy, because you would say, look how many screens I have, look how many pages on the internet I have to go through to get to a story about this individual who is a nutcase who has nuclear weapon, nuclear warheads pointed at us.
And nobody would listen. And it's like, are you kidding me? And now we're at the point where we're at now.
Exactly.
This thing could have been taken care of a long time ago before he had the capability for any mid-range or long-range nuclear warheads.
And now people are paying attention as of yesterday, I guess. So anyways, we've got to go to a break. Folks, we're JP, Kathy, and the crew. We have JP calling in live from where his brain is getting expanded with lots of knowledge. So folks, anyways, we're JP, Kathy, and the crew on 620 AM KEXB. Stay tuned.
This is 620 AM KEXB, experts in business throughout North Texas.
Good morning, friends. We take our first look at traffic for the morning right here on 620 AM KEXB. In Burleson, 35W northbound near McAllister, there's an accident blocking the right shoulder. Your backup is to Highway 174 and delays of up to 5 minutes. Fort Worth, 35W northbound before Meacham. Disabled box truck there is blocking the right lane, and you have a backup that stretches to Far, delays of 30 minutes. And that's a look at traffic on 620 AM KEXB.
Are you worried about working till you drop, losing your job, or not being able to retire? Lifestyles Unlimited members learn how to leave those worries behind. Tune in to the Del Walmsley Radio Show and discover life-changing information, like the principles we use to provide for our families and run our businesses, why you should have real estate in your portfolio, 5 ways real estate makes you money, and a whole lot more.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show every weekday at 11 a.m. right here on 620 a.m. KEXB.
Back in 1993, MediShare was known as the best-kept secret in healthcare. But not anymore. Today, there are hundreds of thousands of Americans who've discovered what us long-timers have known since the beginning. MediShare is affordable healthcare that really works. The great thing is, we're not an insurance company. We're a nonprofit community. Hundreds of thousands of honest, hardworking people who agree to share each other's medical bills. Every share goes to help a fellow member. And when we say affordable, we mean it's common for our members to save upwards of $500 a month. Best of all, MediShare is always open. You can join anytime. So how about now? Isn't it time you joined MediShare? Call 844-41-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your health care. MediShare, now available in Montana. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE.
Hey, it's time to talk about our friends over at Total Med Solutions. We've been talking about the weight loss program for several months now, but there's much more services there. We're talking about hormone therapies, wrinkle fillers, aesthetics, injectables. That's what I just did. Take down this number, 972-460-9003. That's 972-460-9003 for the special Brian Glenn special. That's right. You get discount off things like Botox, Dysport, Restylane, Juvederm. All these things make you look and feel younger instantly. I know way too much about that. So don't forget, call 972-460-9003 for special discount for just listening to this show. Go to TotalMedSolutions.com for more information. That's TotalMedSolutions.com. Do it today. Look younger instantly. TotalMedSolutions.com.
Rodenbaugh's, Allen's oldest business, offers a full range of products for your home. All types of flooring, quartz, and granite countertops, tile backsplashes, mattresses, and multiple brands of appliances, including Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Amana. Stop in now to receive up to $1,600 in rebates when you purchase a kitchen full of KitchenAid appliances. See store for details. You can find us at Rodenbaugh's.com. Whether you are remodeling, replacing, or upgrading, you've got the hometown advantage at Rodenbaugh's. Mention JP, Kathy, and the crew and get free standard delivery.
Make your grilling great again. The evolution of sauce is here, and there's a new king of the jungle. Silverback Gorillin Sauce. A unique name, a unique flavor. With a taste that alternates between sweet and spicy, you can use it as a base, as a marinade, or better yet, pour it on top of your meat as you're grilling, as the sauce thickens and begins to caramelize under the heat. Gluten-free and no high-fructose corn syrup. Head on over to your local Kroger and pick up some, or find us at SilverbackGorillin.com. Get your grilling on.
Yeah!
From Wall Street to North Texas, this is 620 AM. KEXB, your experts in business.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road.
Okay, and this is one of my favorite, probably my absolute favorite. It'd be right up there with Galveston, but Wichita Line, man, what a great song. Just what a great song. What a great talent. Rest in peace, Glenn Campbell. Folks, we appreciate you tuning in so much today on this fine Wednesday morning to JP, Kathy, and the crew. And we've got some serious business to talk about. And for those of you who are just joining us, JP is tuning in from his training. He is expanding his mind so he can continue to be the best of the best amongst justice of the pieces, especially in Collin County. John Payton, Judge Payton, we're so glad to have you with us today. And you're going to be talking about North Korea, which is something you've been ranting and raving and kind of stomping your feet and flailing your hands in the air about for over a year now, because it's always on the bottom part of the page. Well, look where we are today. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'll tell you. You know, I find it interesting that a year ago, when he's developing nuclear weapons, when he's shooting off short-range missiles, when he's testing technology, that we didn't really pay attention to it. And he's threatening. He was threatening a year ago with nuclear technology and saying, you know, the United States, I'm going to come after the U.S. Didn't pay attention. We just kind of threw him to the third page of the newspaper, or we put him on the last, even if he got covered in media news, because I don't even remember them covering him hardly at all on TV or the radio.
It's interesting you said that, JP, because there were a lot of days we would cover him and we would, I mean, you would give, you know, you would pontificate upon the situation for like 15 minutes on our show. And then throughout the day, I would listen to different radio stations and watch, you know, the news and everything. Entire news day would go on with nothing.
Well, and what's interesting is I think that nobody thought he would get the technology or within a time frame have the technology to be able to ever reach the coastline of the U.S. or U.S. territory. And I'm just reading this over and over again for the last year, telling everybody, hey, look, if there's going to be a nuclear attack, it's going to be from this guy. You know, it's going to be when Iran gets that technology, we're going to be attacked then on our own soil with a nuclear bomb. And then, of course, the fallout that comes with that. And there should be a big run on fallout shelters, because this guy will push the button. He has no detente to him. And for him to just do it, I mean, I think he'll sit back and just laugh. It's humorous.
Well, it's interesting, and I don't know if you heard us on the break. I was talking to Michael, and I was mentioning a couple of the pictures that had come through on the news feed in the last, like, you know, last like 5 or 6 hours. And JP, one of them, it looks like he's looking at a nuclear warhead, but he's looking at it like a kid would look at a Lego, you know, a version of like the Death Star or something from Star Wars, and he has this look on his face like just, I'm unhinged, and that's scary.
This guy is enamored with stupid, and that's the way he looks. I mean, he's out of control, and nobody, even China and Russia are in a position where they're thinking, this guy, not real good. Something's not right about this man, and they're right. In the U.S., like I said, they've just kind of blown it off here in the media here, and my biggest concern, is the fact that he goes unchecked. Even the Chinese are preparing to enter North Korea to maintain control of that region. They have got troops that have been mounting up along the border of North Korea now for the last 10 days. And one of the big pushes I was finally hearing on the news last night as I'm getting ready to go to bed, some talk about the fact that, hey, you know what? Oops, we're taking this guy serious in this region now. You know, we have an umbrella missile defense system in Japan and over South Korea, but guess what? If you fire off 10 or 15 of these things, we don't have the technology right now. Not that we don't have the technology, but we don't have it in place to prevent a nuclear bomb from falling on the ground and causing the fallout that comes from that. And it's all because we just didn't take this guy seriously. And now, you know, Donald Trump, who, you know, God bless him, he's done some really great things, and people don't want to recognize it because they'd rather give him a hard time because he says stupid stuff, can't start tweeting and reacting to this guy like he does. And he's already reacted with his fire and fury comment. And here's the thing. Rhetoric is not going to back this guy down. Kim Jong-un's not going to back off from rhetoric. That's going to push him over the brink.
As a matter of fact, JP, let's play a clip of what President Trump has said, and then I want to get your thoughts on Guam, because we've got one of the biggest United States Air Force bases located on Guam. I want to get your thoughts on that. So, Michael, if you'll play that clip for us, please.
North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
There you go. That's right from President Trump yesterday during a press conference.
Yeah, and my question is, do we not have anybody advising him? I mean, you don't go on in public when you're dealing with someone like this with comments like fire and fury, like the world has never seen. What does that mean? I mean, I remember CNN covering us in Iraq, and the whole sky lit up. You remember that, Kathy?
Oh, we'll never forget that as long as I live. Just with your jaw drop down to the ground.
I mean, that was fire and fury, and we didn't talk about it leading up. We just went to war. You know, George Bush said, it's time. We're done. And gets up, and we go to war, and the next thing you know, we're on CNN watching this light show.
Yeah, you've got night vision going on with that. Well, and you know, here's the thing: you look at this, and we've got a friend who's in the military who we asked about this, and we said it's one of those things. You can almost go back and try to compare it to the Cuban Missile Crisis of back in the day. But here's the thing with North Korea, and I know we've kind of, you know, half not joking, half joking. We were like, look at all those medals they have. They're all the way like down their pants legs. What did they win those medals for? And everybody's kind of joking about that. But here's the difference with North Korea. Have all of those folks who are following him, did they drink the Kool-Aid? It's one of those things. Would they go ahead and die and go down with the ship because they are such strong believers in him, or do you think his folks would try to take him over? I mean, what are your thoughts on that, JP?
Well, I think you're at a 50-50 shot with that. I think that nationalism is high in North Korea. especially when, remember, all the propaganda is controlled. You know, we turn on the television and we have 346 channels. We even pick up Japanese news, Russian news, Eastern, the whole Eastern Bloc news. We pick up news in London. We pick up news all around the world. When the North Koreans go to turn on television, they've got North Korea. That's it. The North Korean news agency is all they have. There's nothing else. And everything is controlled by the centralized government in North Korea. And so people are fed. You know, the reason why we don't have as much coffee as everybody else is because of the U.S. The reason why we don't have any more food than what we have is because of the U.S. The reason why we don't have more money is because of the U.S., because they won't let us trade openly like they do. They've blocked us. You know, I mean, so everything is controlled, and everybody's issues, everybody's problems are, hey, you know what, if the United States wasn't the way they were, then by golly, you would be wealthy like they are. See, look how they live, and look how you live.
Oh, and speaking of that, remember one of the things we reported, and actually I think it was Clay, one of our regular listeners on the show, said that and showed us a picture. If you look at North Korea on a satellite at night, it goes dark. So you're talking propaganda and then the absence of anything while they're sleeping.
Yep. And so, I mean, when you're looking at an average salary of $1,300 a year for a North Korean versus $56,000 a year for a person in the U.S., and you look at all the flourishing that we do here economically and North Korea does not, and then you have the government twist that where it's our fault for them being in the plight that they're in, nationalism is real high. And then all of a sudden it looks like all he's doing is just defending Pyongyang. He's not doing anything bad. He's just defending us. And so, I mean, you may have a 50-50 shot with that. Bottom line is this, is Donald Trump needs to go quiet. He needs to turn to his chiefs of staff. He needs to turn to the Joint Chiefs. He needs to turn to the NSA. He needs to turn to all these folks, get a big old meeting, and say, okay, what are we going to do? Because it's no longer we can talk them down. This is a what are we going to do and what are we prepared to do, because Guam is sitting there in the crosshairs because North Korea now has the technology to be able to reach a U.S. territory or the continental United States.
Well, and you're talking with Guam. I mean, and again, and I don't know if most folks realize this, we've got a huge United States Air Force base there.
Well, also Coast Guard base.
Oh, that's right. You are correct, sir, yes.
Air Force. We have military there, but we have U.S. citizens there. I mean, the bottom line is that it's not just when the bomb hits is where it's going to impact. When the air blows, the cloud moves with it. And that could come aboard. We can't stop that. We don't have a magical barrier. We're not Star Trek or Star Wars yet where you can put up a force field and block out the nuclear aftermath of what comes with a nuclear bomb. And so the question is, let's not drive this guy crazy and challenge him. He thinks it's funny. He's sitting back there laughing in North Korea because that cloud is going to go towards the United States, not towards North Korea. We need to make sure we're prepared with an action plan and go forward. And we need to stop with the rhetorical arguing back and forth in the press and in the media. I don't know that we need to bring this guy to the table. I think we need to bring Russia and China to the table and sit down and say, look, you're losing control of your region. What is your plan?
And I think we've got a lot of folks. I've got several folks who have text messaged me, private messaged me, or my girlfriend, Dorinda Randall. And well, you're a good friend, too, Dorinda, who sadly moved to Houston, and we miss her in Plano. But she was saying that, you know, you had Obama who sang Kumbaya with this twerp, and what did it get us kind of a thing. So, you know, we've got a president of action now. So let's bust a move. Let's get on top of this, because I heard reports last night. And John, I don't know, you probably know more about this than I do, that fallout could hit. This could possibly impact the whole western seaboard, the whole western coast. This could impact Hawaii. I mean, we're talking huge major city. I mean, you know, if you get Los Angeles and Seattle, my gosh, how many millions of people do you take out there? This guy's serious. And like you said, it's a flip of the coin. You even said yourself it's 50-50 on if his folks are just going to follow him blindly into the night with whatever he does, or if his folks will step up and revolt and try to take over their country. Nobody, that's the million-dollar question. Nobody knows.
Well, bottom line is that I'm telling you, and I've been telling everybody for over a year, this guy's coming. He's going to push the button. The question is, are we prepared? What are we ready to do? Have we prepared our citizens? Have we prepared our coastlines? We haven't. And we need to do that. We need to quit talking to the press. We need to inform and educate the people that can be impacted by this. We need to make sure that medical teams are ready to go in the case of, because when was the last time anybody even ran a drill to prepare for something like this?
You know, I think the only drills, and again, out of necessity, unfortunately, the drills that I know they've been running at my kids' schools have been in case of a shooter or in case of an ISIS attack, you know, a terrorist attack. I remember being in school, in elementary school, and we would have nuclear bomb tests kind of a thing. And, you know, we kind of had a little funny saying that all of us would say as we're, you know, with our hands over our heads bent over in the hallway, kind of, you know, in a curled up in a ball on the ground. I don't know that that kind of education is really even out there nowadays, because I think it's been something that people think is so far-fetched that you don't talk about it unless you see it with a zombie apocalypse movie kind of a thing.
Right, and then we're past that now. And you have a guy who is pretty well isolated who is willing, I believe, to do it. And what's funny is you get people like the USA Today and a couple other news periodicals that say, well, Kim Jong-un's not crazy. There's nothing mentally wrong with this man. Yes, there is.
Are you serious?
Yes, serious. Saudi Arabia, it was the headline.
Well, and JP, we've got about 30 seconds to wrap up. So your final thoughts on this, and then obviously this is something we'll talk about when you're back in studio.
Yeah, we have to have a preparedness plan. It's time to get things right. We got to get ourselves ready for what could possibly happen. It's real. The threat is real. This guy's on the brink. It's time to take action, period. Quit talking. Take action.
Excellent. Well, thank you, JP, and thank you for all that you're doing. I know you've been hitting a lot of continuing ed classes lately to better serve the citizens of Collin County through your Justice of the Peace Court, and we just appreciate that so much. Thank you for all that you do in Collin County and for the state of Texas, and you enjoy yourself, and don't bust your brain open too wide with this new knowledge that you're gaining, but we look forward to seeing you back in studio, my friend.
We'll see you back in studio. Thanks, Kathy. You guys have a good rest of the show.
Thanks. All right, folks, we're JP, Kathy, and the crew. When we come back, we will have Senator Van Taylor calling in live from Austin. We will have State Representative Jeff Leach calling in live from Austin. I'm super excited to hear updates on special session as it gets ready to come to a close. Thanks so much, folks. We're JP, Kathy, and the crew.
This is 620 AM KEXB, the business experts.
Time to take a look at traffic here on 620 AM KEXB. Road work in the clearing stages taking place in Irving, 114 westbound. At Esther's Boulevard, traffic is stopped back to the Bush Turnpike, and your delay is approaching 10 minutes. Construction cleared also in Irving, 183 eastbound near 161, the Bush Turnpike. You have a backup to the International Parkway, and the same story along Loop 12 northbound, Irving, between 183 and Northwest Highway. Your traffic's still a bit slow, though, this morning. Back to Shady Grove Road. And that's a look at traffic on 620 AM KEXB.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. Wealthed.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
People always call us when they want a guaranteed income that can last as long as they do.
Jerry Bailey and Dottie Schaefer of the Retirement Hour.
When it's time for your last day at the office, enjoy some peace of mind, knowing you won't be blindsided in retirement.
We can help you create a guaranteed return on your money that keeps your money safe, growing, and compounding over time. We'll show you how. Call us for your free, no-obligation retirement review in our Dallas or Fort Worth office, or just call for a second opinion on your retirement plan. 800-550-6750. Protect and grow with us. Local relationship, local accountability.
Leave your checkbook at home. The sooner you call, the safer your options.
Don't run out of money before you run out of time. Call Jerry and Dottie for your free no-obligation consultation. 800-550-6750. 800-550-6750. Learn more at theretirementhour.com. 800-550-6750.
Family Healthcare Associates, serving you and your family for over 40 years. With 11 locations across the Metroplex, you are sure to find a personal physician who meets your needs. Our highly trained primary care physicians, internal medicine, and pediatric and OBGYN specialists provide contemporary medical treatments for the entire family through all stages of life, from prenatal to seniors. Visit Family Healthcare Associates at FHCATX.com. That's FHCATX.com. Or call 817-794-0031.
Now's your chance to update your kitchen and save a bunch. Go to Rodenbaugh's and see all the KitchenAid appliances that qualify for up to $1,600 in rebates when you buy a multi-piece kitchen suite. But that's not all. Rodenbaugh's can replace your floors, countertops, backsplashes, and your old mattresses with finance options up to $50,000 with qualified credit. Check them out at Rodenbaugh's.com. Family-owned and operated since 1962, Rodenbaugh's is Allen's oldest business. Mention J.P., Kathy, and the crew and receive free standard delivery.
When you're grilling on a Saturday night, you want a sauce with a kick. When you're grilling on a Saturday night, you want a sauce that stays. And you'll be go-rilling, go-rilling. Silverback Go-Rilling Sauce. I said Silverback Go-Rilling Sauce.
Silverback Go-Rilling Sauce. Head on over to your local Kroger and pick up some, or find us at silverbackgorillin.com. Get your gorillin on.
Yeah!
You're listening to 620 AM, KEXB.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm happy we're playing Glenn Campbell music, but I'm sad that the reason is because he's passed at the age of 81. Rest in peace, Glenn Campbell. You were one of my favorite artists. Folks, we've talked about North Korea today. We've talked about Glenn Campbell, and we are so super excited, as always, every week during session and even special session. We have Senator, State Senator Van Taylor, who is just a solid, true public servant who calls in and updates us. So, Senator Taylor, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Well, update us. Tell us what is going on in the Senate. What is, you know, we're down to final days of session. What are your thoughts on what has passed the Senate that won't pass the House? And what are your thoughts as we come to a close of special session, sir?
Well, special session, you've got another week to go. You know, the Senate started off with a bang. We passed virtually the entire agenda that the governor put on our desks and sent that over to the House, and probably the two biggest pieces of that, it was a big agenda. There was a lot of pro-life legislation legislation to stop mail-in ballot fraud. We've certainly had a very serious problem with that in Dallas County, criminal investigations going on with that. So trying to improve the laws to make sure that we can prosecute people that do bad things there. But the two things that probably have gotten the most coverage and are probably the most, affect everyday Texans are the Women's Privacy Act and property tax relief. And, I'll just say for me, this senator has heard the most from his constituents about property tax relief. That's the number one thing that's affecting people because they're
Well, and Senator Taylor, I'm going to interrupt you really quick, and you never toot your own horn. Thank you so much. I mean, you have been fighting for property tax reform and property tax relief for the taxpayers of the great state of Texas. You've taken the lead on that. You've been leading that fight for years now. You've gone around the state fighting for that and listening to people. Thank you for your leadership in that. Even though what you'd like to happen, which is what the majority of Texans would like to happen, is not happening, thank you for your leadership on that, and thank you for fighting the good fight.
Well, I appreciate that, and you know, I'll just do the right back at you. It is only because the people of Texas that you know show up to the hearings and talk about their taxes and talk about what's going on that this really this issue really is crystallized into a real into an issue that really affects everyday Texans. I was actually at an event last night and had a taxpayer saying, I'm retired and my taxes keep going up and up. And I'll point out that, for retired people, there's an over 65 exemption for homesteads in Texas, for school taxes. So what's driving that retired person out of his home, it's not his school taxes. It's the city, county, and local taxes. And those local property taxes are growing twice as fast as Texans' income, twice as fast as the economy. It's unsustainable. We can't keep doing this to people. And, the purpose of government is to protect our freedom. It's not to tax us out of our homes. And unfortunately, that's what's happening in Texas. And the Senate's very committed to fixing that. I'm very proud of my fellow senators for passing very strong property tax reform legislation out not once but twice. And unfortunately, for whatever reason, they just won't seem to get that. We can't seem to get the legislation back. We send it over to the House, and it just doesn't come back to us. So that's probably, certainly one of my great disappointments for the special session. I mean, some good things, I think, will come out of it. Nothing has gotten to the governor's desk yet, but I know that we're going to work on a few smaller pieces of legislation that will have an impact on people's lives. But what I would consider the biggest thing, which is property tax relief, unfortunately, I'm not terribly optimistic about that happening. So we will watch and see what the House does. And I would be surprised if they change their tune. They've had several weeks to consider it and just won't really bring it up.
Do you think there's anything, I mean, if folks call in, I know that that's a big concern that people have. Do you think folks calling in to their state representative at this point, is there any hope?
I think it takes a long time, unfortunately, to get things done in the Texas legislature. I had a piece of legislation I filed my first session saying that if you're an elected official and you commit a felony in the conduct of your office, if you're convicted of bribery, if you're convicted of corruption, you're convicted of theft of public funds, you don't get a pension. Well, that bill is, I think, one of the most obvious bills I've ever seen. And every citizen that saw it thought it was great. I filed that in 2011. I couldn't even get a committee hearing. I filed that in 2013. I couldn't get it out of committee. The governor of Texas fortunately made it an emergency item. I could get it out of the Senate. I couldn't get it out of the House. And finally in 2017, it got to the governor's desk and became law. So just because you're not successful in the first legislative session doesn't mean you quit. And I think the more letters, the more calls, and even if someone's with you, I actually held up in the last hearing on this 400 plus pages of letters from constituents and said, this is how important this issue is to my district. And these people are all emailing and all mailing the guy that they know is with them. I mean, I'm with them on this.
Exactly. You are.
But it helps me to make the argument to my colleagues and for my colleagues that are wondering, was this really an issue? And unfortunately, I've had elected officials say, well, is this really an issue? I mean, are you just kind of saying this or are you making this up? And here's a stack of letters. And yeah, this is a real issue. So I think the more people that hear about it, and honestly, even though we're trying to fix this at the legislative level, local officials need to hear it too. I mean, city council members, need to hear it. The college trustees need to hear it. The hospital trustees need to hear it. it is bigger than just, I realize the fixing point is in the legislature, but that doesn't mean that other elected officials don't need to hear about it, because they do.
And that's another reason, and I know I'm preaching to the choir with you, and you talk about this whenever you've come in studio, which we'd love to have you back in studio when session's over, when we come back from our summer break, if you'd indulge us again and come back in studio. We'd love to have both you and Representative Leach come back in. One of the things is this, you're right, you need to pay attention to who you vote for in those municipal elections. It's crucial. And something you were talking a little bit about, how for seniors over 65 and over, their the school ISD portion of their property tax is frozen. Did I read something? I was looking for it here on my Facebook live feed. I thought I saw something about 4:30 this morning that said Plano ISD has had to give back like $150 million in recaptured taxes. Is that number correct? Did I read that correctly this morning?
Yeah, there are the recapture, and just so we're clear, school finance is a different conversation than property.
Oh, absolutely, and I know we've got about a minute, and I know we can't cover it all right now.
So, yes, the citizens of Plano have made some tremendous investments in the public education system, and that money is combined with tens of billions of dollars from state sales tax that is collected at the state level and then sent back down to local school districts. Plano, the recapture system is not a happy one. I've worked on legislation to try to make it more transparent to people so they can understand where their tax dollars are going. And worked with the Plano School Board. And school finance and public education is a big and long conversation, and one that is very dominant because, over half of the dollars that the state of Texas has to spend go to education. I mean, that is the majority of our spending in Texas is on our education system, both higher ed and public ed. And I believe the state of Texas spends just on public education, we spend just under $65 billion a year on public education. So that's a very, very big expense for us. But it's important. It's an investment in the future.
Absolutely.
The one MythBuster, people keep saying, well, you're cutting education. But the fact is that last year we spent $11,704 per child per year, which is the most money we've ever spent in the history of the state of Texas. So we continue to increase spending on education on a per-child basis. And that number keeps going up and up.
And I think, and we're getting ready to wrap up here, Senator, and again, we'd love to have you in studio when you're back in town. It's one of those things, maybe it needs to be priority on where that money's being spent in education. I know as a former teacher myself, there was a lot of money spent at the top on some things where I'm like, gosh, I would love to have just a little bit of that money for my students in my classroom. And I taught special education, so sometimes I was fighting a losing battle. Now, luckily, I was in a school district where they were standing up for special education students. But anyways, just thank you so much, Senator. We appreciate you so much as a public servant. You are just a strong conservative voice for folks in the state of Texas. And we're so fortunate that you're a friend of the show and a friend of ours. Blessings to you and continued success to you, my friend, as you continue to fight for the taxpayer as a good, strong public servant. So thank you. Thank you, Senator Taylor.
Thank you. Great to be on the show. And we'll all be in studio soon enough.
Sounds great. Will you travel home safely and you take care of yourself? Have a blessed day. And we'll talk with you soon, Senator.
All right. Cheers.
Thank you so much, folks. We're JP, Kathy, and the crew. When we come back, we have a double treat today. Senator Van Taylor was just on, and now we've got State Representative Jeff Leach calling in for the last segment of our show. Thank y'all so much. We're JP, Kathy, and the crew.
Albuquerque. She'll be working. She'll probably.
Experts in business. 620 AM. KEXB.
Time to check traffic here on 620 AM. KEXB. We start with Southeast Fort Worth. An accident has the center and far lane, or far left lane, I should say, blocked. East Loop 820, northbound at Sun Valley Drive. Your stop back to I-20. Construction-related delays taking place in Dallas on the Dallas North Tollway northbound from Spring Valley Road to Trinity Mills Road, so be aware of that. Farmers Branch accident taking up the right lane, 35E northbound at Valley View Lane. That's traffic on 620 AM KEXB.
Want to know the best-kept secrets of saving money on real estate? Tune in to Texas Top Homes every Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. DFW's number one source of real estate deals and tips, Texas Top Homes, where you can get the insider information on where to buy and who to buy from. Listen each week as they bring you guests that are experts in real estate. Texas Top Homes, where home buying, selling, and financing are simplified. Every Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. right here on 620 AM. KEXB, experts in business.
Do you suspect your teen has a drug or alcohol problem? Has their behavior, friends, or attitude changed? Waterford Academy can help. Waterford Academy has two convenient locations in Richardson and Flower Mound. We offer free drug screening as a first step to identifying the problem. Waterford Academy offers outpatient services for both day and evening schedules. Our licensed therapists use the most innovative, up-to-date therapy techniques and help your teen develop coping skills to succeed in recovery and in life. Waterford Academy's day program offers fully transferable education courses. Our programs offer family counseling and education to help you and your teen understand the disease of addiction and how to overcome it. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Let us help and take that step together. Visit WaterfordAcademyLLC.com. That was WaterfordAcademyLLC.com. And start your family on the path to a healthy future.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
New Directions Counseling and Education Center is dedicated to helping individuals and families live productive lives. We offer counseling for individuals dealing with depression and anxiety, relationship issues, family adjustment issues, and marriage and divorce counseling. If you have a child 17 or under with a behavior issue or family conflict, contact our office and ask about our special 4-6 sessions at no charge to the family. For more information, call 972-680-8986 or newdirectionscounseling.com.
Families are precious. We love and protect them, yet life happens. Sometimes we need a specialist to go to bat for us. If you or a loved one is in need of legal assistance, get help from someone you can trust. Michael D. Curran is a specialist in family law and criminal defense cases. Michael has practiced law here for over 20 years and will help you deal with any legal matter. Need legal counsel you can trust? Call Michael Curran at 972-569-8484 or visit collincountylegal.com. Your initial consultation is free.
From Wall Street to North Texas, this is 620 AM KEXB.
Okay, now you just pulled one out that I had not even thought about yesterday, and that is Southern Nights. Okay, that's in my, definitely in my top five Glenn Campbell songs. Folks, welcome to JP, Kathy, and the crew. JP is out doing training for his Justice of the Peace Court today, so we wish him well and we wish him safe travels. Earlier, we've covered North Korea, and we've also opened up the show, and we've been talking about and playing songs from just an amazingly talented musician, Glenn Campbell. May he rest in peace. And boy, howdy, I'm going to have to, I don't even think I've got that one downloaded. I'm going to have to bust a move on that. I had the 45 of that back in the day.
Well, why don't you go back and get the 45 again?
Brother probably has it. He turned into the DJ of the family. He does it for a living, so he's probably
Yeah, why would you download it? Just go down 360 in Arlington to get to the record store where Forever Young, and they've got it, I'm sure.
I love it. I love it. Well, folks, thanks so much for tuning in. We just had State Senator Van Taylor call in with an update from the Senate side of things. We're very fortunate and blessed as well to have another amazing public servant who is part of our JP, Kathy, and the crew family, and that is State Representative Jeff Leach from the State House of Representatives. Good morning, my friend, and how are you? And please update us. The rest of the show is yours.
Hey, Kathy, good morning. How are y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. Glad to hear from you. Thanks so much for calling in, because I know you're putting in some late hours, my friend.
Well, we've got I missed your conversation with Senator Taylor, and so I'm sure that he covered some of this, but we've got just a matter of days left, about a week left here in the special session. And much like the regular session, Kathy, the Senate has been blowing and going in terms of passing good, strong, conservative public policy, strong legislation. Senator Taylor's been doing a wonderful job, and as well as many of the other senators as well, and meeting their deadlines, meeting their timelines, having meaningful deliberations, but getting things passed and over to the House. And much like the regular session, we've had more of a struggle in the House in getting some of these things through House leadership, through the committee process, through the calendars committee, and onto the House floor for a public vote and deliberation. So, you know, I'm hoping that over the next week we can get some of these things across the finish line, like property tax reform, some education reforms, some mail-in ballot fraud reforms. Some of these things, I don't even know how there's reasonable debate or disagreement on them, but we seem to be having trouble getting these past House leadership.
I agree. And, you know, it's interesting, Representative Leach, because you always come on and you talk no nonsense. And you're right. Like mail ballot fraud, education reform, property tax reform. And that's one of the things Senator Taylor talked about the most today. And is there a chance of anything passing out of the House? Or, again, it seems like no nonsense. We've got Republicans and Democrats who listen to this show, and they all agree there should be some kind of property tax reform. What has happened? Because we know you're a champion and you're fighting for it.
Well, that's the concern, and the big problem for me is that we've heard from literally countless constituents, people all across my district, and then all across the state, Republicans and Democrats, who are being taxed out of their home, who are concerned about their ability to stay where they live in the home they've lived in for 20, 30, 40 years. And so they've called out to us for relief and reform. And there's a number of different ideas. There's proposed solutions. And for a number of reasons, probably too many of which we have time to talk about on the show this morning, House leadership is stifling some of the more bold proposals for reform and is not letting those or has not let those to this point get to the House floor. So, look, until we gavel out next week, I'm going to continue to believe that there's hope and continue to fight for the people that I serve. Do what I'm elected to do, and that's fight for property tax relief and other, you know, smart, conservative, common sense public policy in the Texas House.
I have a quick question.
Good for you. And hold on just a second. Michael's got a question for you, sir.
Yeah. Okay, is there a possibility we can just change the House leadership real quick so that we can get some stuff fast?
Well, you're singing my song now. I don't. I've got a good relationship with the Speaker. We actually work pretty well together. In fact, the Speaker did. I don't want to be all negative. Yesterday, I was allowed to lay out a property tax relief bill for disabled veterans that I've had the honor of drafting and filing and carrying. We passed that out of the House yesterday, 147-0. So it's not all bad news. But look, getting back to your question, I believe that in the interim, we need to have a conversation about House leadership. The job of House leadership, in a nutshell, is not to stifle or kill legislation behind closed doors. The job of the House Speaker and House leadership is to ensure that the voices of the people of Texas are heard loud and clear on the floor of the Texas House, to serve the members, not to ram through an agenda, but to follow the rules, to serve the members, and to ensure that the voice of the people is heard on the floor of our chamber. And I'm concerned that at this point that that's not happening.
Well, I agree with you on that one. Thank you.
Well, and Representative Leach, then I'm going to turn it back over to you. Just first of all, thank you so much for being part of the JP, Kathy, and the crew family during session and special session. We hope to have you in studio if you're willing to come in. We'd love to have you again so folks can have an entire 30-minute segment listening to you wrap up special session and talk about the interim, because the interim session is where a lot of the work, the majority of the work, goes on. Sometimes by the time you get to session, you can try to push through good legislation or stop bad legislation, but the train's already left the station. So what can folks do in the meantime special session is coming to an end. I'm sure, you know, folks have issues right now. Best thing is to contact their state representative, and those state representatives around them are possibly the ones on the committee. But also in the interim, what can folks do to stay involved, stay informed, and make a difference in the 2019 legislative session?
Well, it's interesting you ask that, because one of the things that I learned when I actually got into the legislature that I didn't know before was that the interim is actually busier for us than the regular session. It's a different kind of work. It's a different focus. I will come back to my district when I get back home and go on a listening tour throughout my district, holding town hall meetings, coffees, forums, meeting with my constituents, listening to their concerns, talking about what we did, what we accomplished. And then also internally, we're already working on legislation for the 86th legislative session. It's basically 17 months away, January of 2019. And so we are working hard in advance of next legislative session to ensure not that my priorities are covered. There's some things that I, of course, want to work on, Kathy, but to ensure that I'm serving the people of House District 67 well and that I'm focused on their priorities next legislative session.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for always being so accessible and putting yourself out there, because I know sometimes you've got folks who call into the show or message us and they don't agree, but you are always out there looking for what's best for the state of Texas, for not only for your constituents, which I'm one of, and you'll be getting my vote again this time, but also for the folks around the state of Texas. You've done a great job of putting yourself out there as a conservative leader who's no nonsense. So, I appreciate you. I know the folks across the state of Texas appreciate you. Shravius, who didn't get a chance to call in from Atlanta today, he'll move back to Texas when you run for governor. He's always saying that. He's like, I'll vote for that Republican. So that's a high compliment coming from our token Democrat for the show. But Representative Leach, thank you so much. Blessings to you and your beautiful family. And thank you so much for all of the good work you do for the state of Texas.
Well, thanks to you, Kathy, and your entire team. And God bless you and your listeners.
Awesome. Well, you have a great day. Folks, thanks so much for tuning in today. JP, I think we'll be back in studio tomorrow, depending on if he gets back in town in time. If not, it will be me, and it will be Money in the Bank with Frank. We have Frank Kushner from Ensemble Financial. Just one of our favorite segments weekly is when Frank calls in. He's always got a wealth of information to give to folks about the financial world and your finances. So make sure you tune in tomorrow. It'll be our last show before our summer break. Rest in peace, Glenn Campbell, and thank you so much for tuning in today. Everybody have a blessed day.
Photographs are still frames in your mind. Hang it on the shelf in good health and good time.
KEXB.
Hey, Dad, ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to barracuda.com/ransomware to learn.
Lately, people have been asking, with the stock market at record highs, should I take my gains and get out, or will the market continue to go up? If you're